So hello everybody and welcome to our very first workshop, retreat. Sometimes we call them workshops, sometimes we call them retreats for the 2019-20 ERC year. And for those of you who are new, these are times when we get together with an extended period of time, usually with a particular topic in mind. This is the first time we've done what we're calling the Master Health Tracker Workshop, and this came from people being a little confused about what the Master Tracker is and all the stuff that it can do for you. And sometimes if you're not a spreadsheet person, it can be overwhelmed. So I'm going to take a moment to make Angelica the co-host. And then if you can just, I hear noise in the background. So let me just do mute all for now. That way we have some silence. Hopefully I didn't mute myself. Yeah, you can still hear me, right? Okay. Yeah. So I decided that this would be a good thing to do. So even for folks who can't stay the whole time, or if you couldn't make it at all, that what we have is a good recording, so that if you're confused about the Master Tracker and what it can do for you and how to use it to your benefit, then you can always go back to the recording. So the way that this call is going to be structured, I am going to talk for 4 straight hours as fast as I can. And you're going to, you know, I'm teasing, I'm kidding. We have 4 hours allotted. Usually I like to take a break. I'll, you know, decide exactly what's a good breaking point, but somewhere, you know, around the middle, earlier if people are starting to glaze over. And we'll have time for questions interspersed throughout. So I'm going to do it in pieces. Like this piece of it. Does everybody understand? Does anybody have questions? How it can be used for you? And then the next and the next. All right. So before we begin, does anybody not know what I'm talking about when I say your Master Health Tracker? Anybody raise your hand if that's true for you. Good.
I'm not able to locate it at all.
And who is that?
Gail.
Gail, you're not able to locate it. Well, so
I looked and looked, and I apologize, but for 3 days I've had nothing but computer problems on my phone and my Mac. So they just got me up and running.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, so no worries. But what we are doing is in every email, it's supposed to be, fingers crossed, you guys can tell me, because somehow I got off the list, so I don't actually get the emails that I send to you guys anymore. So it's a little discombobulating, and I looked again for the newsletters from yesterday, and I didn't see them, even though they said they reset me up. So for some reason, I don't know if it's ending up in my spam or what, but at the bottom, usually where we put your username, password, there's a link to your Google Drive.
Right.
Does everybody see that in their emails?
And I have a problem with that, because when Angelica set it up for me, it was great. But now it requires me to have a password, which she said, and I never had to have it before, but now I do. So in all this transition with my computer, it's given me a glitch with that. So now
okay.
I have to get to it.
All right. So if anybody's having that issue, it's a Google Drive password. And usually once you log in, you're in for good. But when you transition to a new computer, the first time it's going to require that password. So sometimes if you up level or whatever, it happens too. So what I would recommend you do is go to even just to gmail.com and click the login link. And since you don't remember your password, there should be a lost password thing. And you can click lost password, and then it will email you. Hopefully when you set up that account, you set it up for a backup one. Like if you have a second one or a cell phone, sometimes they'll ask you for a cell phone. So if I lose my password, it'll ping me on my cell phone. And if you need any help, you know, moving through those steps, just let us know. And we can either take time at the end and go through it with you, or, you know, Angelica can reach out individually and try to get that set up for you, like do a screen share on Zoom and just, you know, show you how to get that set up. Okay.
I went ahead and Gail, I opened up your folder, so you can try to get in again and you should be able to access it. No problem. we have certain securities. We can make it so you can get into it without a password or with a password.
Oh, so you set it so she can get in without
I turned link sharing on so she can just get in. Yeah.
Okay. So
how do I get it now?
Privately send her the link, do the private chat here, or send her an email with her the link directly to the master tracker at this point so she can get in. Okay. So Angelica, sounds like she took care of you. All right. What we do is we make sure that your file, your folder is only shared with you and your coaches and a couple of people on our team who are the admins, that just, you know, help us to maintain the site. So you'll see a few names on there, but we don't like to have what's called link sharing on. In general, we do that if there's a problem because we don't want, you know, if somebody gets your email for them to get into your private stuff, you know, it's your private medical stuff, right? So it loses HIPAA compliance if you open link share, whereas the Google Drive system is HIPAA compliant, meaning protective of your stuff, if you keep link share off and just share it with those people who need to know. Does that make sense? Anybody else have any issues with getting there? No? We're good. Okay. So what I would recommend is during this, have your master tracker open. I'm going to have a template, a blank template that I can write in and show you how to use yours and show you how it interacts with other places on the site where you can do assessments and then track your numbers in here. All right. You're not going to necessarily use every separate worksheet in there. Some of them are intended for our coaches or for us to help keep track of what's going on with you. But I find that having a place, a central place where all your history, all your supplements you've been taking, all your lab tests are stored in one place over the years can be super helpful. You know, so 5 years from now, you decide to go to, you know, your rheumatologist because you've developed some sort of joint pain. That you can give that person a history and say, you know, they can see your history. You can talk to them about it. You can give them access to your drive. You know, once you're, if you stay in ERC throughout those years, you'll just keep, we'll keep hosting it for you. And if you decide you're going to, you know, go off on your own and not be in your ERC, that's fine. We'll show you how you can move that folder to your own drive so that you have permanent access to it. So we can't accidentally delete it or move it or do anything to it. It's your health history. Does that make sense? Yes. Everybody good? Raise your hand if you feel okay with this so far. Yes. Anybody confused yet? Okay. Good. I want to keep it this way and I want to keep us going through it. For some of you, it may feel a little bit sluggish, a little bit slow because you're already familiar with it, but I guarantee, oh, I can't 100% guarantee, but I'm almost guarantee that everybody's going to learn something as we go through this and go, huh, I didn't know that that was in the master tracker. Okay. Ready? So thank you, first of all, for taking time out of a Saturday. I know it's not a beautiful, sunny Saturday here, so it's not hard for me to be doing this. It's not like a chore, whereas if it was a, you know, 90 degrees and sunny, and I'd be like, oh, let's take a break. I want to go out in the sun. I have no interest in going out in the cold right now. So, and some of you may be in that same situation, but it is, it's your Saturday. It's your free time, you know, and I really appreciate you taking time. It says that you value your own health and well-being. I know some of our coaches had signed up to be here. So I'm not sure if I see any yet, but some of them may be coming and going. They like to come to our workshop days because it helps them to hear what's going on with you guys, especially not so much this one because this is more of an educational one. But the next workshop is going to be the lab one. And when we get to the lab tracker in the master tracker, we'll talk more about how to prepare best for the lab one that's happening sometime in November, I believe. I don't know the exact date, but maybe sometime Angelica can look it up for us and let us know what that is. All right, ready to go? Yes, thumbs up. Yes, good. All right, we're going to keep you active. So the first thing we're going to do actually is some heart math. Then we're going to do a little movement and then we're going to get going because I don't want you sitting there going, lose you. Okay. I don't want to lose you. So first thing to do, and I want to be reminded at all of our calls. Sometimes I just jump right in and I forget, but I think it's really good for us to do some heart math at the beginning of our calls, because we've come from wherever we've come from. Now it's, you know, it's early in the morning for these guys in the West. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning for us here in the middle. It's, you know, 11 for you guys on the East. It's 12, but it's still earlier in the day. When we have our calls later in the day, I just have an imagining of what your day's been like. You know, you've been running around, or you've been taking care of kids, or you've been taking care of work, or you've been caught in traffic, and who knows what. And it's always a good thing to, throughout your day, intersperse heart math or some sort of mindfulness, whether for you it happens to be tapping or whether it happens to be little mini meditations, heart math. There's any number of those, but I'm encouraging you to insert mindfulness types of breaks throughout your day. So we're going to start every call. And if Angelica maybe remind me, or what if you go, hey, you forgot to do our mindfulness, I will stop and do it. I'm really good at being reminded of things. I don't take offense. Like, I don't take it like you're criticizing. It's just fine for me. So we're going to start with who has the, is it a mobile? Okay. Sandra has a mobile on her ceiling, and that's what we're saying. I was wondering, what am I seeing? I think I'm seeing the back of her chair and the mobile on the ceiling. All right. So we're going to close your eyes. If you want to, you can keep them open if you want. Learning to do a heart math break with your eyes open is actually a good thing, because if you're stuck in nasty traffic, you're not going to close your eyes. But taking a heart math break is a really good thing to do to shift your body. We have our two systems of the body, right? Sympathetic, fight, flight, parasympathetic. And the vagus nerve is our friend, and we want to stimulate it and love on it. Okay. So I did a whole talk on that at Shine, for those of you who might've listened in there, on the polyvagal theory, the whole concept of how do we nurture and love on and stimulate that vagus nerve. And heart math is one of those things that helps to activate the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic part of your nervous system, the rest, digest, and heal part of your nervous system. So who doesn't want some rest, digest, and heal? Nobody? Who does want rest, digest, and heal? Yes? Okay, good. All right, so I like to put my hand over my heart. Sometimes I put both hands over my heart. Sometimes I put one on my belly to remind me that belly breathing is a parasympathetic act. Chest and neck breathing, that's a sympathetic, that's a fight flight, and that activates your fight flight nervous system, cortisol, and all the things we're trying to calm down right now. So hand over your belly helps you to remember to just inflate your belly as you breathe. So let's take some long, slow, deep breaths. And slow breaths, like 5 a minute versus 16 a minute, activates the parasympathetic. So if ever you want to just drop in to feeling more calm, slow your breathing down. Also, the out breath, the exhale, activates the parasympathetic as well. So that will help you activate the vagus nerve. So a little bit longer exhale than inhale. So you take your inhale and then your exhale. And then when you're ready, take another inhale. It may feel a little awkward at first when you accentuate the exhale. You may feel like, oh my God, I have to breathe. But it gets to be more natural as you practice it. So let's take some long, slow, deep breaths and let's transport ourselves in space and time to a place, situation that's existed, or a place that exists in your fantasy, or just a place you love to go. It could be with others, or it could be by yourself, where you just feel at peace. You feel joyful. For me, it's the beach. And just take in everything there is to see, the beauty around you. Listen for the sounds that that place has. The waves for me, the wind, gulls, children laughing. What about taste? Is there a taste? Sometimes we don't really recognize that, but like, at the beach, for sure, especially if you go in the water, you're going to taste the salt and the water and the air. What about smells? Maybe it's the smell of the loved one. Maybe it's the smell of nature. And then how does it feel on your skin? I feel warmth, a little bit of coolness as the water engulfs me. Just sit with that and feel it and trick your nervous system to believing you are really there. And then allow yourself to be embraced by gratitude for having that place you can visit whenever you want, for having had that experience, having had those people in your life. When you get into gratitude, you activate the vagus nerve, you activate the calmness, the peacefulness, you slow down the production of cortisol. And then when you're ready, just tune into how your body's feeling and then bring that feeling back with you into the room with all of us, into the present, with the intention of being able to do that whenever you want, whenever life gets a little stressful, a little bit too much. When you find yourself sitting down to eat in a rush, right? That's one of the worst things to do because you're in that sympathetic and your gut isn't activated. You can bring this back. And if you want to share either out loud or in the chat, a single word of a feeling that you're bringing back, I would love to hear it. And I'll just look at the chat in a bit if that's where you put it. And where is my chat? There. Why it's not opening. There we go. November 8th is the tentative lab retreat. Great. Diana says love. And Marilyn says happiness. And Diana, gratitude. And Debbie, peace. Paula, calm. Beautiful. And just sit with that for as long as you want. There's nothing stressful about today. Going to be, oh my gosh, what a beautiful view Heather has. Yay, lovely. That just made my day. Yeah, so it's not to be stressful. It's just to empower you to record things related to your health that you can look back on later and start to see patterns and start to develop good patterns. And if it starts to get stressful for you, like, I don't want to do this. It's too hard to write things down. Go back to that breath. Go back to that feeling, okay? And know that you get to do what you get to do. You get to fill this out if that's your choice. And if it's not helping you, it's causing some stress, something to bring up and chat with your coaches or on our calls, but don't force yourself doing things until you're ready to do it. Okay, breath. All right, so what we're going to do now, before we go into that, I want you to just move a little bit, get your body moving, and then we're going to take little movement breaks throughout just to keep you going. You can jiggle your arms, you can just roll your neck, just feel your body there. Heather's doing like marching in place type of stuff, and Debbie's stretching, yeah. Paula's got her arms up in the air. I love it. And so does Marilyn. You guys moved. Marilyn was down here. Now she's up here. And Judy and everybody's moving around. So thank you. All right, guys. So I'm going to share my screen. This is a blank master tracker. Yours will have had some information filled in. But I'm just going to share with you how you can use this if you choose. And you and your coaches can communicate, and coaches will be taking some notes in here as well. So I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to go to my, I believe it's this screen. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. So can you see my screen? Yeah. This is something new that we added. So those of you who have been around for a while, when you first get in, it's called the index, so that if you get lost, you can always just go back to the index and find all the other places in there. Okay. I'm also going to show you when we get to supplements, a new form that we're going to add to everybody's. We just developed it the other day based on some comments that I got, and I'll show you how to use it. And we're going to test it a little bit before we put it out there. We want to make sure it's working, but I'll show you the test version of it. So this is all the different pieces. I'm just going to start at the beginning with your current health conditions and goals. Right. Yours doesn't say do not write on. This is a template. This is so that we don't mess up our template. I made a copy of the template so I can actually write on it. And if we put your name in there, I'm going to put my name in. We're going to see that my name gets transferred to all the other pages. And I'm going to put my coach as me. I'm my own coach. There we go. Then you can put your date of birth in, your height, your weight, all that. There we go, right? These things should already be filled in, but if they're not, go ahead and put them in because, you know, your height's not going to change, but is my height 64, right? So 644, I'm Amazon. But you can put your weight and your desired weight. And if they're the same, that's fine. So say my current weight was 155, I put it here. And my desired weight was 115, I put it here. Okay? So, and then, you've done an exercise that we had you do called the values and visions in the Inspired Health Vision. Has anybody done that? Raise your hand if you've done that. Yeah. And you've come up with some words that mean something to you. So what are those values? And you can write them here. And it's a good reminder for us, for me, as I'm looking, you know, if I'm working with you on a call, for your coaches to go, this is what's important to you. And that helps to bring you back when you, you know, start to stray from what's most important to you. For me, you know, my top value is actually freedom. You would think it was health, but it's freedom because I think that I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, right? And my health gives me that freedom, right? Love and connection, right? Off the top of my head, these are my top values, right? Contribution. And learning. So those are my top values. What are your top values? I would highly recommend you do the exercise to get them. If you haven't done it yet, just off the top of your head, most of you did fill this in from your getting to know you form. So you could just copy paste it straight from that, from the document that we sent you, the copy after you filled it out, the PDF. It's also in your Google Drive. Is somebody willing to let me open up their Google Drive so I can show you what the inside looks like? Anybody? Diana? Okay, good. I'm going to open up another. Here, I'm going to go here, and I'll just look up Diana and, search. Here we go. Okay. Diana has a lot in hers because it's her second year. There's different subfolders, but the link that's in your email is going to point you to your Google folder. Here's where her tracker is, right? And then here's some other things that her coach and she have put up here, uploaded throughout last year for her. But everybody has minimally in theirs this master tracker, and then the findings and recommendations. And I don't know where your call notes is, probably where my notes, but usually I put my notes in this main folder so I could find them easily. So I was coming here to say in here, I think under forms and assessments, getting to know you PDF. So we've uploaded the PDF of your getting to know you form. Right? So you can actually open that up and copy paste some of those things in. So I'm going to do this for my blank one, right? see the health challenges, and these are the ones. I'm going to see if I can do this. Oh, I think I have to open it in a, it's not letting me do that. Darn. Let's see if I can do this. I'll open it in a new window. May have to do that. The other thing you could do is download it. Okay, so if I do this and I go over here, that's very strange. Usually it lets me open it in an open with. They've changed it a little bit. I know why. It's because my Zoom thing was covering it up. There we go. Open in a new window. Now I should be able to copy paste stuff from it. So I can come here and I can copy these and I can paste them in if I want to paste them in to this test, right? What I would typically do, I'll show you that in a minute. So at the top is your vision and your goals, right? If you've filled out the Inspired Health vision, you can just write them in from here. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in a year? Where do you want to be in 90 days? You could just copy paste it from that Inspired Health vision if you want to. What are your goals? What is your vision? And a vision is different from a goal, right? A vision is this like, airy fairy specific, you know, I want to live on the beach and somewhere in Hawaii maybe, or Bora Bora, or somewhere where I have this beautiful home and I have, you know, this forest behind me or whatever, you know, and I'm running, you know, retreats there, and I may have this vision, but the goal might be something that's going to help me get to the vision, right? So, in, you know, one of my goals might be, you know, if I want to do that in 5 years, maybe by a year, I'm going to travel around the world and determine what my favorite place is to be. But whatever that is for you in your goals and your visions, it's nice to have it here. I always find it helpful when I'm reviewing somebody's case for, whether it be for one of our lab retreat days, or whether it be for one of our calls or private call with somebody, it always helps me to see this. The thing I just did a copy paste from with Diana, I'm going to just show you this because, let me move this over. I'm moving all the Zoom stuff to a separate screen. I'm going to just put this in my, I usually like to use Notepad as a place. So I'm going to just put in, I could just go Control C, and I could show first thing that she's concerned about or I'm concerned about might be this. Okay. And then when did it first start? You know, 5 years ago or 2014. Whoops. If you don't know exactly, you put approximately. What's the severity right now, right? It's, if it's debilitating and horrible, you know, maybe it's a 9. If it's just there and annoying, maybe it's a 4. Maybe it's a 1, right? And what is the priority? Like, this is my top priority, right? And you could do that with each of your symptoms. But the reason for this that I love is it transfers to this page called the health timeline. See how it did that? And then this is where we could take notes. So on our calls, if you get on and you and I are talking about, Angelica's usually on those calls helping me to take notes. So we could go over here and put a date, right? And then what's going on with that? So let's just say 10, 12, 19, you know, went a week without any GI problems. Yay, right? So this page is not necessarily one that you have to fill out, but it's one that we can be filling out as we work with you. Of course, you could fill this out if suddenly, you know, on, you know, 9/16/19, you came back from Mexico and gut is worse. Be anything like that that you could keep track of, right? You could keep track of, and then we can help you in your timeline, going through your timeline to see what's going on. right? So as I'm talking, usually, if I'm on a call, I'm on, say, with a gold client, I'm on doing our lab analysis. Before I go into the labs, I'm going to be going through some of these things. If the coach has filled it in, great. And if there's some missing pieces, I may be asking you, when was the first time you noticed this gut stuff? And you may say it was in first grade after being punished for talking in class. That's something that happened to me. you know, that's when it first started and I got all upset and I had to run to the bathroom, right? So this might be something that you will remember on your own or not, and we'll help you to fill out. Okay. So does anybody see the value of having something like this, right? To be able to track stuff? Cause I don't know about you, but if, you know, I suddenly have a pain in my elbow and I've been noticing it, I'm ignoring it, but then it gets worse. And somebody asks me, when did it first start? I'm going to be really vague, right? Or if I do have, you know, a headache problem, right? And it suddenly gets worse. If you ask me what I did 3 weeks ago, what did you eat 3 weeks ago? What did you do 3 weeks ago when this first started? I'm not going to remember, but if I've written it down, I will. So it really can be helpful. Does this make sense? Is everybody clear on this page so far and how you can use it? Again, it's all optional. We're going to use it to our best ability. And the more you fill in, the less time we'll spend asking you, the more we'll spend time we'll spend kind of brainstorming what can be going on, what the root cause might be, and helping you to resolve that. If you see me looking off to the side, it's because I moved all your pictures off to my second screen. Then there's this past history thing. And this is all filled out on your getting to know you form, like what was going on in surgeries and, well, one of the more advanced forms, maybe not the getting to know you form. But we may be asking you, what is it that has gone on? What major illnesses have you had? What major surgeries have you had? Have you had any traumas, dental interventions, mental, emotional stressors? And there's three columns, you know, you can fit more into each one, but I don't know why there's three columns. I don't remember why. Originally, it might've been a reason. That's your past. So this first page is really about our, you know, your health story, past, present, and future. What you want in the future, what's happening present, and what happened in the past to contribute. And that helps us and you to start to see a picture, right? Again, you're welcome to fill as much of this or as little of this as you want into this form. Any questions about this form so far? Can you see the usefulness? Yes? Yes?
Can okay. I say something real
sure.
quick?
Sure. Yeah.
So one of the other good things about this is sometimes we just remember what's going on now, and the more we go through this pathway, it brings, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot about, and it helps us to remember those things that we may have forgotten. So
absolutely. You know, and it's interesting though, sometimes the physical symptoms have started after an emotional trauma. You know, I remember talking to somebody and going back, and she says, oh my God, I had no idea I had to do it. You know, when my parents got divorced when I was 8 and I was back and forth and I didn't feel loved. And I suddenly started to develop this gut stuff. And knowing what might have been the initial triggering reaction or trauma can help us a lot. So that's what this page is about, right? Okay, next was the health timeline I just showed you a minute ago. And let me just show you, if I go back here and I put in like headaches, they happened in 1960, they started, right? And I, right now they're an 8, they're really bad and it's a really high priority. When I go back here, it fills it in and it gives me the opportunity to expand on it, whatever I remember. And then as you're talking to your coaches, we can, you know, have a knack for digging some of that stuff out, right? So that's what this health timeline is. And I like to just, you know, whenever I talk to somebody and there's a change in one of their one of their symptoms, whether it's better or worse, to jot some notes down. Oh, you know, it's much better. I would say, oh, wow, you had a whole week without gut symptoms. Where were you? What was going on during that week? You say, I was on vacation at the beach. Oh, wow, right? Or what were you eating during that? I was eating really cleanly. I was eating every meal in calmness, right? I was meditating every morning and exercising because I had the time. Then we get a clue, right? That this is a contributing factor, that the stress and maybe some of the food choices are a contributing factor. And for some people, it's they go on vacation and they get worse. Right. What did you do when you were up? Well, I was on this green smoothie kick and instead I was eating, you know, bacon and eggs and oatmeal for breakfast. Oh, right. So we get to see the patterns of how our daily choices impact our symptoms with these two. Any other questions on this or comments? Right.
I have one question.
Yeah.
When you go back to the Hello. Which one is it?
The first one?
The original page.
Yeah.
The health history. And you go down there, down to the past. Major illnesses, surgeries and stuff. I tried to edit the surgeries because there was another surgery I had that I remembered.
Yeah.
And I'll be darned if I can get the text to let me edit it without it wiping it all out and have to type the whole thing over again.
Okay. I'm going to go into yours and show you. Can I do that?
Please, please do. Yeah. Cause I've been trying again to do it this morning and I've tried several different ways and it's not
right.
One.
We'll go back there. Diana. Yeah. So this is, it's tricky because it's an Excel sheet versus right. A Word doc. And here's the trick. So, let's just go to that health conditions page.
Yep.
And say you wanted to add a surgery.
Yeah, a surgery here. Right there. Okay. That block.
If you just go here and start typing, it's going to wipe it out.
Wipe it all out. That's what
you have to double click it.
Double. I tried that. Okay. Double. Show me. Do it.
I'm trying.
See, that's what I can't get it to open up.
Okay, there. You double click it and then see where the cursor comes.
Yeah, that's what I haven't been able to get it to come up is the cursor. Okay.
All right. So it looked like, okay, so you go here.
Yeah.
You double click it and see how the cursor came?
There it is. Okay. Yeah.
Now, to go to a new line in one of these, instead of just hitting enter, it'll come right out. That might be what happened. You have to hit alt and then enter.
Alt enter?
Okay. Alt enter, right? Yeah.
You can also do control.
Really? Is that new? That's new.
Control what?
Control enter.
And enter. Yeah.
Control.
Oh. Yeah. La, la, la. That's great because I can never remember. Good. You can hit control enter.
I've been trying to fix that for the whole year. So
now you know.
Yeah. I had a, what do they call it? When they tie your tubes. Tubal ligation. Yeah.
Tubal ligation.
Tire tubes.
So I had to. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can put in here and you can use these columns for any other descriptions you want or not. I think it was because of the way it was formatted. The thing above it had three columns. So this ended up with three columns. All right. Yes. I'll get back into my test because I don't want to wonk yours out.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
So I can type in.
I've tried putting it like four different X, Y,
and I just hit enter. It goes to the next column.
Okay.
Right. So you have to get in there and do X, control, enter.
Got it.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you for that, because that will help everybody to know.
Yeah, it will, because that's when I've tried to edit those boxes before, and I've never figured out how to do it. So I figured.
And people who are like Excel gurus, I don't know who is here. Some of you are accountants and, you know, work with Excel all the time, so you know those things, but the rest of us don't necessarily know all that. All
right. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Habits and obstacles. We tend to focus on all the bad things we do and we want to go, oh, I did this and I do that and I do this. Let's focus on the good stuff too, right? So we're looking at your, for each of these areas, what are some of the health supporting habits you have? I meditate daily. I do yoga 3 times a week. Right? Whatever that might be. What health depleting habits that impact stress? I stay up too late. I yell at drivers in traffic. Again, how, you know, what are the things that you support, that you're good at? What are the things you can use some help? And I've tried challenge. What have I tried to do? I've tried to go to bed earlier, but my husband likes to stay up late, whatever it might be for you. I'm just making these things up. It's actually true, but whatever, right? So what are some of the things that have gotten in your way? Because if we're going to, you know what, Jules, we really need, you know, you to start doing this meditation thing, right? And you say, well, we will look in here and go, every time I try to meditate, whatever happens. You okay. So then we can help you to work with what some of those implementation challenges are, right? Does that make sense? Yes? Helpful? Right? And it really helps to examine your own health. It really does. It really helps to go, wow, I'm doing all these great things, because I don't know about you, my own worst critic. If I do one thing wrong and 75 things right, I'll notice the one, it used to be anyway, notice the one thing wrong. I want you to also notice the things you're doing right and congratulate yourself and be patient with yourself on the things that maybe, you know, you still need help with. We all do. We're human. Nobody's transcended the physical body yet to go into the land of being, you know, a perfect spiritually aligned being. Therefore, we're all going to have things that we don't do right. We're all going to have things that we do. And our goal here for our year together is to support you in creating health supporting habits in all of these areas, all of these areas, that you have some daily habits that are not hard to do. And when we know what yours are to begin with, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking to somebody about their sleep when they're going to bed at 9 every night and getting up at 6 and meditating in the morning, right? Make sense? So that's all this sheet is. That's all it is your health and habits. Then here's your scorecard. And this is going to take a little, I have to ask, can you make a note for me, Angelica, to ask Francis to, whoops, what did I just do? Can you still see my screen? Still see it? Why this coach name isn't transferring over. This should actually be a rule and it's not. So we'll figure that one out and change it. Anyway, these are related to, this scorecard is related to all the different scorecards you have that you can help to evaluate your own health. And I'm going to show you where to find these on, see if I can move this again, show you where to find this on the website, Unstoppable Health. Okay, good. And then we're going to go to ERC. And then there's a couple of places you can find the scorecards. The most easy place to find it is Evaluate Your Health. We call it the Gap Discovery System. We're always looking at what's wrong with you, right? What's wrong with you? No, where's the gap between where you are now and where you want to be? So we're going to have help you evaluate your health status. We have all kinds of forms here. So as your coach instructs you, or as I instruct you, we're going to take you to these scorecards. And at the beginning, we'd ask you to fill out, I think, 2 of them. 3 of them, actually. Where is the... Oh, Oh, this was just your, this is what to do to get started, right? Start with the hormone and gland and body systems one, then complete the nutrient ones. And then the other ones you'll fill out as we ask you to. But I think it was on a different page. And we should add this to this page, or maybe it's down here. Yeah. Yeah, the pillars. Angelica, hate to bug you again, but we had asked Jazzy to get this fixed. Why are these things showing? And supposedly it was fixed. All these little crazy things. Could you make a note to do that? I mean, that's been like 2 months that we've been asking her to fix that. Yeah. So you've got a scorecard for the whole seven pillars, but then if you wanted to redo one of them. So in here, excuse me. Let me just take some water. I got to lubricate those vocal cords first thing in the morning or they don't like to work. So you've got this scorecard and it goes through fun and sleep and et cetera. Excuse me. But we only have the full thing as a PDF right now. It hasn't gotten programmed in to the online. So you can do this by hand and get your numbers that way. But I'm going to show you another way that you can get some of these numbers. This is the thing you can print out and you can fill out for each section. And at the end of each section, like this is, why is this the wrong one? This is in the wrong order. Oh, Lordy. I'm finding stuff. Can you make a note of that, Angelica? This is an old version of this that has the things in the wrong order. It starts with stress rather than with fun. And there's a newer version of it. They're close enough. That might explain why some people were having some issues when they put it on the scorecard page, though. So you're basically going to fill it out and get a number at the end of each one. And at the end of each one, you're going to... you say your numbers are, let me take a simple one because stress is a little more complicated. Here's sleep, right? So say at the end of sleep, your total for each column, right, is going to be, let's say it's 25, right? So it's 25 out of 27. Then the percentage would be whatever that is. You have to do fourth grade math to figure that out. The other option for this, which is recommended, is you can go to this page. And then we have each individual one as an online form. Why somebody hasn't figured out how to put them together, I don't know. I try not to get involved in that, but basically you can fill this online and submit it and you will get a score for this, right? Stress is a big one. Let me go back and do a short one just so I can actually fill it out and you can see what it looks like. All right, which one's short? Fun. Let's do fun. It's a simple one. Fun. Okay, so I'm just going to fill this out the way you would normally do it. So I'm going to put my name in here, and then I'm going to just check off some stuff. I'm just going to randomly fill out these boxes, right? I have no idea what my numbers are going to be, but I'm going to just fill them all out. You actually get to write some stuff in there. So you fill it out. It shouldn't take too long to fill out. And then you click calculate. So it says the max points is 3. In that section, sorry. Calculate total, the grand score, max of 48. I only got a 20, right? It says if your score is greater than 40, you're doing a great job of having fun. If it's between 10 and 20, mine's right at the edge. I need to have more fun to my life, right? So now I have a score. And then I go back to the master tracker. I have a score for fun. I can put the date right here, which is what, 10/11/19. Oops, you can get rid of this part, right? And my fun score was 20. And if this works, hopefully that makes it change to a blue, which is fairly should be consistent with this. Where are we? It doesn't show the color here. Anyway, it should be consistent. We'll make sure that it is. Again, Angelica, please make a note of that and bring it to my attention to make sure that the right people get this, because we've been trying to get this fixed for a while. To make sure that the, and that's something Francis can probably fix for us, is that the spreadsheet piece matches the scorecard. So if I hit enter, I hit submit with this. It's going to send me, do I have to fill this in? Did I miss a question? Oh, I missed something. Oh, I missed every other one. Let me give myself a better score. There. So my score is actually better. I recalculate the total. Did I still miss one? Okay, now I can calculate this one. So 13, and that one's still a 3 because I didn't change it. And that's not right. It should have changed that score. I'm going to say submit, and now it should submit. All right, make a note. We really have to go through this. This was supposed to have been done. Go through this whole set of evaluations and make sure it's working. So this should come back, and at the top of the page, you have to scroll up. It says thanks, right? when I go to my email, I should have an email that comes with a PDF attached with the thing. Let me look to see if it does. Give me a second. Sorry, I didn't mean to want to confuse you with this. I wanted to make this clearer. All right, let me find it. Okay, here it is. Fun assessment. So there's a PDF attachment. Let me, I don't know if I want to share. I'm going to open this up. At the bottom of the email that comes back to you, you're going to see a PDF, and I'm going to show you what that PDF looks like. And it says PDF, and you just open it. So let me do a new share, and I'm going to share my PDF. Here it is. Okay. So does everybody see a different share now? Do you see the PDF? Right. All of your assessments will come back with an email to you with an attachment that says PDF. You click it, you open it, and this is what it looks like. This shows me all my answers. And then it gives me my total. For some reason, it still says 20 out of 48, but I don't know. I guess 13 and 3. You make a note that these need to be checked, because it doesn't look like it's right. But anyway, you can take that total and you'll put that total. Let me change share again. New share. We'll go back to here. And you go back to here and you put the 20 in. So say your sleep score was a 4. It tells you you're good because it's testing on how, you know, good or bad your sleep is. Say your exercise score is an 8. Let's just say your environment score is 45, right? Let's say your diet part 1 score is a 67, you know, so you see how the colors are changing. And again, we're going to go back and make sure that these are actually right, but it's going to tell you when you did this in October, these were your scores. Then you're going to know the areas that you need to be working on, and you can go back and let's say you do them again in January. And we do 1, 1, 20, right? And you go back and you've got a score, a fun score of 30. Oh, wait, I guess it's going back. I don't understand this. It's going backwards. There you go. So the lower the score, the better in this particular case, because it's a percentage of out of balance that you're getting. So say your environment is cleaned up now and it's only a 20, right? And let's say you really cleaned up your diet and it's a 4. Oh my gosh, look at that. You're green, right? So you can get to see this as you go along. Same thing is true in these, the body system and the organ. When you go into here and you actually do the body system one, which is body systems, right? Body system and organ assessment. There's a lot of assessments here, and don't get overwhelmed with them. We will guide you to, you know what? Let's get you to do that candida assessment, because based on what you're saying, maybe you have leaky gut or candida. So when you fill this one out the same way, right? This is your body systems. It's going to give you a score for each of the areas, kidney and bladder, immune system, various parts of your digestion. And when you come back here, you're going to see all the different parts of the digestion and the cardiovascular and the immune system. And say your immune system score is really high and you're like, wow, I better do some stuff. And we talk and you come up with a strategy. You come up with a strategy of avoiding sugar and adding some herbs and taking some extra vitamin C. And then you go back again and do it 3 months later. It's better. You get to be able to track the progress of your different organ and gland systems. Is this making sense? Have I confused you guys completely? No, you're good. Does anybody have questions on this? We're all good? I'm going to see who else I see. Anybody that's not good on this?
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Yes.
On my master tracker, the color thing is not working.
We were discussing that, and I gave Angelica the task of let's just say we're going to have the team look at it again, and I'm going to crack the whip because it hasn't been, the last time we looked, it wasn't, we reported it was supposedly fixed. So yes, with the color thing, you mean like if you put a color that should be green, it's showing up blue or whatever.
Well, it showed just a number without any
color. Without the color?
Mm-hmm. I did that back in last month.
Okay. So can I open yours up and take a look?
Sure.
I know there was a problem at one time with the pillars, but I thought Francis had fixed that. So maybe it didn't get transferred to the older health trackers.
All right. So
I've done it with the newer people and it worked.
And it worked properly?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go into yours, Sandra. I know she edited them and added these, so she did edit the existing ones. If I go to health scorecards, these are working. Let's just see.
Yeah, but the ones on the top are not.
Okay. Okay, so Angelica, too, can you make a note of that so we can report that and see if Francis can get that fixed for Sandra?
Thank you.
I'm not sure. It might have been that you tried to edit them directly or something. I don't know. There might have been something. But if you look, there should be rules in there. They're color rules and it's advanced stuff. And it's not something like a fix on the fly. But we'll pass it on to Francis, our little tech guru, and she'll get it
fixed. All right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else? And if you're not on the call and you're listening to it and the new ones should all be working, but if you're not, I'm not sure that they're working properly and I'm going to have that checked to make sure that they're aligned with the report, but at least the top part. But if yours aren't, then just let us know, right? Let us know. All right. Okay. Let's go back. Sorry about that. But it's good to know. Where is the test one? All right. Any questions at all about how to use this and how to fill out the forms? We good? All right. Findings and recommendations. This is not something you're going to fill out at all. Your coach will. Some of them will use this. Some of them will do it in a separate form for you after you've had your second visit with them. You'll get that. So this is something you can always refer back to. I like to have it in here, or at least a link if it's a separate one, like in a Google Doc, that I can look at. So this is just a test one, so it doesn't have anything in it. But this is helpful for you to be able to be looking at. And for me, when I get on a call, like say you come on one of the group calls and you ask me a question, and I can look here to find the answer. This is really straightforward. If you have any medications, you fill them in here. And this is important because if you're on medications, some of those medications interfere with certain nutrients and interfere with certain herbs. So it's really important to report, even if it's just a Tylenol that you're taking over the counter, not just prescription meds, but if you're taking hormone creams, right? Topical versus, or a patch or pellets, those are all important injections to put down, right? Because if we know what you're taking, we know what interactions you're maybe having. I have this really cool book. Is it here? No, it's downstairs. It's like super thick. I had it on my desk, but it's a super big, thick book that is all the hormone, all the drug, nutrient, drug, herb interactions. So it's really helpful for me to be able to know what somebody's on and know what things it may be interfering with. Maybe if you, like, say you're on the birth control pill. Most in this group are not of the age to be on the birth control pill, but say you're on the birth control pill, there's about, I'd say 12 to 14 different nutrients that the birth control pill interferes with. But say you were on the birth control pill over the past, you know, couple of years, you may still have some of those deficiencies. So it could be that you could put in your current medications and at the bottom, anything significant that you've taken over the last 10 years that could play into some nutrient deficiencies that you still have. Make sense? Like birth control pills, they interfere with the gut microflora, the gut microbiome. They interfere with vitamin B12, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc, whole bunch of stuff. So if you are on it or had been on it, you know, for extensive time, you could still have some of those deficiencies going on in your body. So it's really important to fill this in. And generally, people know why they're taking a medication. So the name of the medication, what is it for? Usually your doctor will have told you, you're taking this for depression, you're taking this for anxiety. Sometimes we see like off-label uses, you know, a specific medication that you're taking and you think you're taking it for, you know, for acne, and it's actually an antidepressant, right? So we want to know what you think you're taking it for. How often are you taking it? You know, I'm taking 500 milligram pills twice a day. I started it in 2011. If it's something that you've stopped recently, you put down that you stopped it. So say you stopped it in September 2019. And then if you stopped it, why did you stop it? You know, and you say, well, I was having, the doctor said my cholesterol went up too high on this medication, so I stopped it. Or I was having gut issues, so I stopped it, right? So that's a good thing to know as well. Any questions about this? I know many of you are not on any medications, which is great, but maybe you had been before. It would be a good idea to write this down. Questions? Is this helpful at all? Yes? No? Yes? Okay. So we're going to take a lot more time on some of these others, and then we're going to have time for questions and comments. And I want to just help you to, I'm going to give you time. Actually, we'll go through some of these and then we'll go back. We'll maybe take a break and then we'll go give you time to fill out any of the ones that you can fill out, like on your history that you haven't. So that this is time that's sacred that you get to do it. These are work days, right? So that there's no like, I don't have time to fill out all this stuff. You're here. If you're here, we can have you do it now. The supplements, we're going to have a whole workshop on supplements. Before you do the workshop on supplements, we're going to have you fill out all of the nutrient assessments, which are here on this assessments page, right? And so you get to fill out the nutrient assessments, and there's four of them, right? General nutrients, which include your fatty acids, amino acids, vitamin, mineral, and oxidation status. And I think that the nutrient one is scheduled for, I'm thinking it's scheduled for November or December. I don't know exactly the date for that. Okay, so you fill these out, and then we're going to, when you fill these out, the nutrient assessment workshop is going to be for me to help you with what supplements you're currently taking based on your nutrient assessments, how, which of those you may or may not need, which of them you can improve the brands on, because nutrients are different brand to brand. Some of them have excipients in them. Some of them have additives. Some of them have talc in it. And talc is a known carcinogen. And so some of the stuff you might buy at the local CVS is not necessarily the best supplement for you. So the goal for that workshop is to help you to really hone in on what are the most important supplements for you to be taking. If you're not taking any, to help you with which ones might be helpful based on your nutrient results. But the main thing too is that when you find that the nutrients are showing signs of specific nutrient imbalance, that we help you with the food pieces, right? Because I don't want everybody to be taking these big laundry lists of supplements. Yeah, because of our food supplies being depleted, and because there's environmental toxins and medications and stressors that you've had, you've probably a good idea to take supplements either periodically or regularly for a while until we get the diet up to speed for you. My personal people say to me, well, what do you take? And they're shocked to find out that on a daily basis, I actually don't take anything. I don't have a set of supplements that I take. If I'm traveling, I'm adding some vitamin C. I'm taking vitamin C because I don't want to be, you know, I'm exposed in the airplanes and in rooms at hotels and various things like that. I'll take some vitamin C and maybe some quercetin. If I start to feel a little bit of a congestion happening, I'll take some of that. I basically tune into my body on a daily basis. I periodically take vitamin A and I periodically take B12 because of my genetics, because I have specific genetic SNPs, but those are the types I don't have to take every day. I may take them once or twice a month. So I want to get you to the point where you're taking the bare minimum in terms of supplements, but your food is what's giving you a lot. I actually take more supplements when I travel than when I'm home, because at home I'm able to make my big smoothies and make my huge salads and eat all my fermented foods and all the stuff that I can't necessarily do very well when I'm traveling. I still eat salads. I still eat vegetables. They may not be organic because I may be eating in a restaurant. So I do protect myself more when I travel. But each of us has our own ideal set of supplements that we may take, and it may vary from season to season, and it may vary as you change your environment and change your diet, right? But I love this form because it's a standard form. I know a lot of you have written in on pieces of paper or have your own, like a Word doc where you keep track of your supplements. I highly recommend taking the time to transfer everything to your supplements. And there are three supplement pieces. And it'd be a good thing for you to do before, actually, if you can fill it in before we actually do the lab analysis. Because as we're going through the lab analysis, I can flip back to your supplements and say, your lab is showing signs of deficiency in zinc. I see you're currently taking 20 milligrams a day of a tablet of zinc. It may not be absorbed as well as it could be. So I would recommend when you finish this batch to switch it to a powder or a liquid zinc. Or I may say, you know, oh, wow, you're already taking 20 milligrams a day of liquid zinc, which is a pretty well absorbed form. Maybe you need 40 for a while to get your deficiency resolved. Do you see what I'm saying? So the more you fill in this and the more detailed it is, the easier it is for me and for your coaches to support you in optimizing your diet and nutrition plan. Make sense? Yeah? So basically the first column is for the brand, And, you know, whether it be CVS brand or Premier Research or Seeking Health, whatever that brand is. The next would be the supplement name. So say it's Seeking Health Liposomal B12, right? I'm going to know exactly what that is. Seeking Health Liposomal B12. I personally know that that's a liquid. You'd be going in there and saying, I take 3 drops every day, right? Knowing what the brand is and knowing what the supplement is, I will know what 3 drops is, right? But if you don't tell me any more than that, I'm not going to know. And you're going to have to really dig in. And it may say it on the bottle, and it's, you may write 3 drops/, 50 micrograms per drop. And then we'll know exactly what you're taking and exactly what's going on in your system. Then we're going to look at how often do you take it? Like for me with B12, I may say I take a dropper full of liposomal B12 once a month, right? Because B12 will get stored. If I were to see you say, I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C once a month, I'm going to say, good luck. Once a month, you're protected. The rest of the time, you're not, because vitamin C doesn't get stored. You see what I mean? So this is how we can help you the best by knowing and helping you to optimize the timing and frequency and brands and form of the nutrients. And then why are you taking it? I heard somebody say it on a summit that it was a good supplement. Or my doctor told me to take it because I was having tingling in my fingers, right? So what is it that you're taking? You may not remember. You may just say, I don't know. Sounds like a good idea. My neighbor told me. My mother told me. My daughter told me. Right? You told me, you know, Dr. Rita-Marie told me, said it on a summit or something. And then when did you start it approximately? You may not know that you started it on September 23rd, 2018. You may know that you started it a year ago, but if you write a year ago and you're looking at this a year from now, it's going to be pretty vague, right? So if you just say summer 2018, that's close enough, right? 2014, that's close enough, right? Even if you don't know what month, because we know how long ago that was. The stopped column, we're not necessarily going to put on the current supplements because we decided to create 3 separate trackers. And we'll go into this a little bit more detail when we do our supplement one. But you've got the current one, but then you've got the discontinued one. So here you can just put in all the stuff you've discontinued. Right, I used to take it, I stopped because, and then you could put the date stop and the why. Does that make sense? If the, let me go back here, current. By the way, you see me, I just see this thing with the little lines. This will show you a list of all your sheets, and you can scroll up or down to find the one you're looking for if you get lost, which is easy to do if you're flipping back and forth. Ingredients or websites. So if it's a vitamin C supplement and it just has one ingredient and it's ascorbic acid, or if it's magnesium and it's magnesium glycinate or magnesium citrate, you can just write that down. If it's a multi-ingredient supplement, you don't want to sit there writing all that down. It's a kind of waste of your time. There's usually a URL on the bottle. You pick it up, you go, oh, www.seekinghealth.com. Right? And then we can find it. I mean, some of those are real obvious. We know where to find them. But if it's an obscure brand that I haven't heard of, then that would be helpful. Okay, I'm going to stop there. And I'm going to see if anybody has any questions or comments on this. Also notice, see how it says client name at the top? It got carried through. There was that one sheet that it didn't get carried through. See? This one it did, this one it did. Oh, she did put this in. So I need to, Okay, I'm going to need to play with this and teach you how to use it. And we'll do that after the break because I want to make sure that we can play around with it. This is one where say you're taking 5 supplements and each one has 5 ingredients. And a couple of them have vitamin C and a couple of them have magnesium. Wouldn't it be nice to easily be able to know how much vitamin C you're taking total? So she put an example in here. And I think this was supposed to be, I'll play with this on the break, but this example, like see that there's three supplements, three different places where their vitamin C is listed. It doesn't look like it added it properly. Anyway, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to look at it and then I'll show you how to use it. I think she put it in prematurely, but that's good. It was done really quickly. So you're going to be able to list, like, say you're taking Seeking Health Multi B and it has five different ingredients in it. And then you're taking, let's say CVS brand multivitamin from women, and it's got all these ingredients. You're going to be able to write that here, put the ingredients down, and it will automatically total across, across the top how much is in it. But I'm not sure that this is right yet. So I'll go through it and we'll make sure that if not today, we'll go through it on the supplement worksheet. I didn't realize she had put it in yet because we were still working on it. Okay. And it may only be in my template. It may not be moved to all the others yet. So in fact, I will look since I have Sandra's up. Yeah, she just put it in my, it's just in my test thing. Once we get that cleaned up and fixed up, we're going to roll it out and we'll be adding it to all of yours. Because wouldn't that be helpful, right? If you're taking five supplements and you want to know the totals of everything you're taking, right? I find that very helpful. And also for herbs, you know, say a lot of things have ashwagandha, you may be getting more ashwagandha than would be recommended for you. And so we can look at how we can optimize that. All right, so I'm going to stop share for a second so I can see everybody. All right, and then I want to know, yeah, questions or comments. Diana, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I was having a little difficulty with the supplement tracker was when I was trying to move things, like from current to discontinued. There was one time that you did a little short webinar on this subject, and there was a little trick that you did. I think it was some kind of a copy and paste function.
Okay, I can show that.
Because I was doing it all by hand and it was driving me crazy.
Oh, no.
So much hours. So I kind of stopped doing that, but I couldn't remember how to do that. Could you show that
again? I will. Yeah, that's good. So again, for the accountants in the group, forgive me. Like, you probably know this stuff like the back of your hand. And if you have any other shortcuts that I don't know about.
Now, don't say that. Don't say that. I'm an accountant and I have no trouble with this darn thing.
So, oh, you are. Okay. So did you use a lot of,
there may be some whiz kids in here, but for the most, I'd say 90% of us are ignorant.
No, you know, maybe you're not used to using Google.
I've used spreadsheets before, but this Google one has driven me.
It's a little bit different than Excel. Right?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to put in. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to yours, okay? And then we'll move it back because you have stuff in it. And mine is empty.
Oh yeah, boy, do I have stuff in it.
All right.
And I haven't updated it in a long time because I just haven't had the time since it's been summer.
Okay, so here's a discontinued one, right? Now. Okay, so let's move it. So I'm gonna click on the number next to it, and it's gonna highlight the whole row.
Okay.
All right. Then I'm gonna right click, and I'm gonna say, "Oops, I gotta move you guys out of the way now." I'm gonna say cut.
Oh.
And okay, see, it just kind of highlights it. It doesn't move it yet. Then I'm gonna go to the one that says discontinued, and I'm gonna go down. I'm just going to put it down here so it's separated so you can see it. I'm going to highlight that line by just clicking the number. I'm going to right click and then I'm going to say paste.
Right click, cut, and then right click, paste.
Yeah.
So when you use the cut, it doesn't just disappear.
It doesn't until you actually put it somewhere. So that's the good part about Excel, right? Yeah. So now if I go back, see how it before it had this one and it was all had this like blue dotted line around it. But if I go back to your current one, now it's gone. Now, the downside is it leaves this blank space.
Okay.
But you can always go in there and just say delete row.
Yeah, see, I think I had tried this, and that's why that blank spot up at the top. Because the first supplement line is blank. So whatever it was, that was one I did try to move. But it disappeared and left that blank, so.
You remember what was there?
Hell no. But it's probably on the
I bet, yeah, it's somewhere.
I'm gonna put in, I like it when keeping it here that says date stopped and comments, because sometimes when I'm reviewing this, I can see that it stopped. So I have it in both spots because this is just me. So I'm
This is just you. And for me, that drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
To see it in both spots. Now, if you're going to do it that way, and you're going to keep it on the current, what I would do is move it to the bottom. Here's one, right?
Yeah.
I would just move this. Whoa. I would just move it to the bottom.
Okay.
So that way I know the stopped one.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Idea.
So you don't have to do the separate sheet. You can just move it to the bottom.
Oh, that would be easier.
If that's easier. Yeah. Just move it to the bottom and just say discontinued.
Yeah, because a lot of things, that's what's been so confusing. I subtract things, then I end up adding them back, and I'm just like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do it that way.
Yeah. I've got way too many.
Now, to drag them, yeah, you would probably have to clean some of this up. But I find it very, because I'm looking down here and going, oh, this, but I'm not looking over here yet. So it's helpful for me. The way that you would move it is you click it. And then when you put your cursor there, you see the little hand?
Right. Okay.
You just take it, you press down.
And then drag.
The button on the mouse, and then you just drag it. And there we go.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Isn't that cool? You like that better? That's fine.
Yeah, that'll save me hours.
Ever you want to do it. Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So helpful.
And we'll go through this again for those of you who are going, huh? Once you fill it in and we do the supplement sheet, we can do it. If you prefer having the separate sheet, if you prefer just to start with the discontinued one being, okay, I'm doing this starting today. And about a year ago, I was taking this, and this, and you still have, you know what it was, or 2 months ago I was, you can just do it on the discontinued, or if you prefer, you can just drag it to the bottom, either way.
Oh, fantastic.
But best not to just keep it in line for me, because I may have some visual things that make it really challenging for me to see lots and lots and lots of stuff all in a row and try to keep it aligned.
With a spreadsheet, you can't see it all on the screen anyway. So, moving it off down the list a little bit helps a lot. It cleans up.
Yeah, it helps a lot and keeps it clean. I think I got most of yours moved.
Fantastic.
There's another one, right?
There's a whole bunch of them that need to be moved, and there's also ones that need to be added.
Okay.
I have not messed with this thing since around May when the garden went full swing. I just have not had the time. But most of it's because I was doing things the hard way. And
And you could create a line here that says discontinued, or just have enough space between it so it's real obvious that this is discontinued.
Yeah, so don't worry about messing up mine. You can play with my supplements.
I just did.
I have.
I've
been working off of my lists because it's how I put stuff together on a daily basis. That's the other thing is I take, say, for example, B5, I take it 3 different times during the day. So having it on the spreadsheet doesn't help me much.
Oh, but you have like a breakfast, lunch, dinner kind of timing thing.
Yeah. I have it set up differently. And that's what I work off of. So this actually is just kind of a document that keeps track of what the brands and the dosages are. But it's not helpful for a daily use kind of thing for me. So I am keeping track on that. I've got my updates on my daily stuff.
Okay.
And I have my daily routine, and then I have the supplement list that goes with it so that my daily routine includes my diet, my exercise, everything that I take. But it's also, in little groupings. And so the little grouping like would be AM vitamins after ALM supplements after breakfast. Well, that would be on the other list, is the list of all those supplements that I take after breakfast. And so
I'm glad it works for you, because now I'm confused.
That's what works
for me. You have to find a system that works for you. This works for us as your coaches, because it helps us to see overall and also to say brand-wise, if you're not really getting absorbing that, it might be because this brand has a lot of stearic acid in it and it's not, it's interfering with absorption.
Right, and that's another thing I need to make major corrections on, is a lot of these brands that I was taking have been dropped and they're being replaced by other brands that are much better. This is the one that you guys really need, and I need to keep track of as far as, my actual, the brands I'm taking with the actual dosages, and then we can use that new thing that you just showed us.
To calculate how much total you're getting of everything. That'll take a little time for you because you're taking so much to type in, but we'll get it to you as soon as we get it done.
Right, and that'll help because a lot of the things, when you are taking multiple products that have the same ingredient, is there's you get to a point where, well, just drop that one completely because you're getting enough of that substance from
it. Exactly, exactly. It'll be good on your budget as well. Exactly. your body. Yeah,
the last problem, of course, is all my homemade stuff. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to deal with that one yet.
We'll just put it in like, you know, I'm taking my homemade tincture of you know, whatever, St. John's wort. That's fine.
I've got to actually sit down and write the lists on what's all in those. The tonics are multiple different herbs.
Yeah. And you don't have a way like these guys, you know, the big labs do of evaluating the milligrams and all that. So
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my one and only issue that's going to be tricky. But I do want to sit down and write down all the list of what the ingredients are that I use. So that we can make sure there aren't any conflicts.
To make sure there aren't any conflicts or make sure you're not getting too much of something that could be, you know, lowering your blood pressure too much or whatever.
Yeah, what Marcia just had. Exactly.
Right, exactly. That's what prompted me to make this form is because, you know, of talking to Marcia. So.
Yeah, and with supplements, it's a lot easier, unless, of course, they're keeping their information secret by using that proprietary formula garbage. I hate that. I actually will switch brands now.
I think it's, you know, full disclosure is so important because this is your health and this is your body and you deserve to know what's in a particular.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the multiple that I dropped basically was one of those proprietary formulas. And I'm going to be replacing it. And it's the greatest. I love it because it's a fermented foods only kind of vitamin. It's a, but they're keeping it secret what they're doing.
What the actual ingredient is. If you have an allergic response to it, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not a good thing. Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All of this stuff, by the way, it's complicated and it takes a little while to get used to it. But I want to encourage everybody to do this because it is so helpful. Really, it is. It'll take a little while to get used to it, but it's fine. I mean, it's very valuable.
Yeah. And the thing about it is when you stop something, like I'm looking at your stuff, make sure you put a note as to why. Eliminate this like you did. It was suspect in exacerbating. Perfect. Because if you go back, like say you're doing some research or you're listening to a podcast and somebody talks about the wonders of a particular nutrient and you're like, wow, that must be good for me. Check your discontinued list. Because if you took it 3 years ago and you got massive diarrhea from it, in you know, you're going to proceed with caution or not do it. Make sense?
Right. Or in my case, I've got to be real careful with niacin because of the bleeding issue. It seems to exacerbate, and that's one of the reasons I had to drop that.
Dilator. Right, right. So those are things that's good to have notes, especially, you know, your life goes on, right? And you're not going to remember 5 years from now that you took X brand of something and it caused you a problem, right? Mostly, most people won't. So that's what this is helpful for. Yeah. I'm going to say one more thing about the supplements before I move on. And we're going to have a break and then we'll come back and entertain other questions. And it's okay if I still use yours, Diana, because it's got stuff in it. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So this says supplements to add. So if I'm on a call with you and we're chatting about something and I say, you know, it really might be helpful for you to get a yellow dock tincture. It's really good for helping with your iron status and it may help you with your energy and your hemoglobin and all these other things, but you're not taking it yet. We're not going to add it to your supplements current list. We're going to put it on your supplements to add, right? So we put that in there. And let's just say like she started it, right? So she already started it. So we know she already did it, but there may be some, you know, maybe today we say, Diana, really start this XYZ supplement. Once you start it, you can put the date here, but then you want to copy it, not necessarily cut it. So say we want to do this, copy, then go to the current, but only after you've started it. Right? I don't know if you already put it here, so I want to add it separately, but, you know, I'll put it in and I'll take it out because I don't want to mess up your form, but you would go there and then you'd right click and just say paste. And now we know that you started it, right? So it's really helpful because I don't want to put something in your list and then we talk next time you go, well, I didn't start that yet. but only put it in your list when you've started it. And it really helps you to keep track. So I'm going to stop the share. I'm going to see how everybody's doing. Did I lose anybody yet? You guys good? Yeah? Lynn?
I just wanted to point out, and I apologize, I couldn't remember if it was gold and gold plus, but one of the things you get is, and this is after you've had, you know, your at least your second call with your private coach and maybe even your call with you. It's called Design Your Day. And we sit and we go through this and help you see, kind of like Diana. I mean, and I understand. I do things similar to Diana, but it's so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming about all these supplements and when to take them and that type of thing.
Yeah, probably after the supplements workshop would be a helpful time, right? Okay. Because then they'll, and after the lab and then the supplements workshop, then they'll have, you know, met with their coach, maybe me personally, but we've had that. And that's for, I think it's gold and gold plus, full pay.
Right.
I think it was, I can't remember.
Right.
We'll have to look back. So some of you will get that. And it's a very helpful thing that Lynn will sit down with you and help you do that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for that reminder. All right. So any questions or comments before we take a break? Yeah. Marilyn.
Oh, hi, everyone. I just have a basic question. It's kind of like, why doesn't she know this? But from the master
never a question like that. Don't
I understand. Yeah, I understand the master tracker. I haven't filled much in or anything in really, but I get how to fill it in and I get the Excel and all that. What I don't get, which is the principle of Google Drive. I mean, I guess I understand Google Drive, but so I'm on my computer and I have my form and I filled in some things and then it goes save. I go save as and I put it in Google Drive and then you have access to it and then if you make changes to the template or the program, does it automatically change
great
my
question. Save? Well, what do you talk, when you say you do save as on your computer, you're saying you're in a Word doc or an Excel sheet?
Or anything, or how do I save my health tracker so that you have it and I have it?
You don't have to save it. You have to edit it in Google Drive. Okay? So in your email, there's a link to your Google Drive.
Correct.
All right. So we're going to use Diana as an example again. So Diana clicks on the link. I'll show you where she comes to. There's Sandra, when Diana clicks on the link in her email, it comes to this. This is her Google Drive. Like this is the part that we're sharing with her of her Google Drive. Generally speaking, if you log into drive.google.com, you see this up here?
That's, I don't know, maybe I'm not doing, getting that part.
Okay, I'm going to just do it step by step. I'm going to go drive.google.com. All right. And that's going to get me into my Google Drive. Now mine looks very different than anybody else's, but everybody's going to have this thing that says my drive. You're not going to necessarily have shared drive because we have, the Premier business version of it. My drive, you're going to have shared with me. You can have recent, start, and trash. That's what mostly it looks like when you log into your Google Drive.
Okay.
Right. Our stuff is going to be under shared with me.
Okay.
Right. And you're going to look at shared with me. Now I have all this other stuff that other people have shared with me. Right. But you're going to say under shared with me, it's going to show the drive that we've set up for you.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so we've set it up for you and Diana's is different because it's.
So I guess I haven't found that or done that yet.
Okay. So on the break, go to the most recent email that you had, especially the one that said to come here for this call. And at the bottom, it should say link to your Google Drive.
Okay.
Okay. So if you click that link, if you have that email handy and you click that link, I'll help you to find it Okay. It's probably something other people have as well. So if you have that link, I'm going to let you share your screen and I'm going to walk you step by step through it. Because I find when you actually do it yourself, you get it. Versus watching me, you go, what did
you do? Oh, I see. It's at the bottom. Okay. I've never opened that up yet.
Click that link.
Okay. And shared with me. Okay. So then I got it.
You should see your master tracker in there. Do you see your master tracker? Click at the bottom where it says share.
Yeah. I've got master tracker index. Okay. I've got it now.
Yeah. Now all you have to do is edit it there. You don't have to do anything like upload or save as. You edit it right there.
Okay. And then got it. Thank you.
The minute you change it, if we're in it at the same time, I'm seeing your changes and you're seeing mine. It's really kind of cool. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to upload and give me, like, say you just went to the doctor and got some labs done, or you kept track of your, you kept track of your diet for a week and then you took a picture of it and you're uploading it to me, or you did it in a Word doc. If you go to, I'll show you real quick. There we go. Where were we? Okay. So you see where it says up here, new?
Yeah.
You should have that on yours as well. You click new and say you have a file on your computer that you want to upload. You
would okay.
File upload. It would take you to your drive and you go, okay, there's that new lab test I just got. There's the picture I just took of, this rash I have on my arm that I want to show you, whatever it might be, right? And then you would just say, I'm just going to grab one. I'll just take a picture, a logo. Here we go. There we go. It's uploading the document it says here, and now it's there. So now Diana has in her drive a picture of our Shine logo. Whatever it is that you might want to do, it could be a picture, it could be a PDF, it could be if you got a lab report from a doctor, it might be a PDF. If you wrote some notes, right, and you kept track of some things, it would might be a Word doc and it would all show up in here.
Yeah, I follow now. I just wasn't clear. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't fill the other or the form in and then just save it to my computer because I started to do that and I thought, oh, this isn't quite going to work right.
Right, exactly. So I'm glad you asked because I'm sure other people had that. And if you want to, if anybody else wants to make sure that you're clear on that when we come back after break, let's make sure that you're clear on that.
Yeah, I was just a newbie, so I'm just new to silver, so I just didn't get it. But now I do.
Now you get it. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Is that helpful? Okay. So let's take, what time is it? It's 11. Let's come back at 1 o'clock and that'll give us 2 more hours to be together. And I'm going to give you some time to fill some of it. I'll finish going through the rest of it. And then I'll give you some time to fill in some of the sheets that you haven't filled in. All right. So get some sunshine. If there is any, we don't have any, it's a cloudy day. Yeah. Parjanya. Did I say it right this time? Oh, let me unmute you. Okay. I got it.
Okay. So I only have an iPad. I do not have a regular computer. So a lot of what you're saying, like the control and the this and the that, is not going to work for me.
All right. I have all the Google apps installed on my iPad. I have an iPad sitting right here. So I'll try to figure it out as we go through it and give you what you should. Because I know some people only do iPads. Right. And I don't know it because I haven't done it much on my iPad. I do it on my phone, actually. I get into the Google Drive on my phone and it is a little bit, there's a few nuances to it. Right. So let's figure that out. Who else does just an iPad or phone would be really hard for this because it's so small. Barbara. Yeah. You're on an iPad. Have you figured out some of the nuances of it? Of using Google here unmute.
Yes, as long as I'm in my Google Drive, and I'm just starting. I've only used the links that have been sent to me. I've got an issue with two different emails. I don't know if it's two different Google Drives. So, I'm on a small iPad right now, and it didn't pick up I couldn't find my master tracker. Wasn't on there. So I have to figure out.
Oh, yeah. Because if it's separate emails, it will be a separate drive for each email. Like I have separate emails. The one that I use for all of this is one email. I always have to log into that one. If I logged into my personal Gmail, then it would be totally different.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I thought. And that's because this morning I looked at it and said, well, that doesn't look right. Why is that different?
And you can always, when you're in Google Drive, and I can show you that after we break, is you can actually switch. You can say switch user and you can move the other one.
Perfect.
Yeah. As long as you know the password. Yeah. Okay. Heather. Oops. Let's unmute you.
I'll unmute me.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay.
I'm on my phone and I'm using an iPad to see the tracker because we're traveling. And I've filled in all my master tracker on my computer. But what I found when I went to my iPad is I could only get into the master tracker using a program called Sheets, which Sheets. Google Drive directed me to download that app. And once I downloaded Sheets, I can see and move everything. And do everything I could do on my laptop.
Good point.
My home computer.
Yes, good point. Because when you go in on the computer, it just says Drive and you can access all of them. You have to have Docs and Sheets to be able to do it, right?
Right, and that's an Apple iPad. So if she's having trouble with doing it from the Google Drive, I recommend going and downloading the Sheets.
Yes, so that's a good point.
Because they linked, and it went right to there, and now I can do everything talking about.
Perfect, yep. Thank you for that. Yeah, so if you go to the App Store and you download Sheets and Docs, right? Perfect. I don't even go through the Drive app on my phone anymore.
The Sheets work fine on the Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. I mean, it's kind of hard to see that master tracker on a little phone, right? I mean,
yeah, I couldn't do that, but the iPad's fine.
iPad. I have an iPad Pro, so I have a big one.
I'm watching you, and then I'm working on the iPad to do the tracking.
It's
working.
That makes sense.
It's working beautifully.
And so if I, if I get on the iPad after break and I find the things, I can hopefully be able to hold it up. Now, right now it's blank, but you can see my, hopefully you'll be able to see them. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Great. That's exactly what I'm using too.
That's what you're using too. I like it. And I like to take notes and I have a hard time typing when I'm thinking, or when I'm speaking. So I have this Apple Pen that I take notes in, and then I makes me go back and take, I reread my notes, and if there's anything critical, I'll type it into another app or a Word doc or something like that.
Great.
So all this great technology, which is it can be a curse and a blessing at the same time. All right, so let's come back. It'll be one here, 11 on the West Coast and 2 on the East Coast. All right. I'll see you in a bit. I'm going to just take off my sound and all, but I'll stay connected. And you can stay connected. You can just turn your sound and your video off. All right. See you soon.